Sarah's excited to share her love for her culture, the women of her culture, and Jesus Christ. As an intercessor, Sarah loves to pray and seek God's guidance in all aspects of life. In today's message, Sarah will be sharing some encouraging words about looking and praying to God.
Hello, this is Sarah from 92.3 FM, and I come from Rebellion, Eastern Britain in Papua New Guinea. Yes, I would like to give an answer to a question that says, what does the Bible mean to me? Now, I will tell you what the Bible is. God created all mankind. The Bible is the instruction manual He gave progressively to His creation, how we should live and behave. Worshipping and acknowledging Him as our wonderful Creator through Jesus Christ, our one and only Savior. It says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 to 29, the Bible was delivered to us by faithful prophets and people of God. It contains many accounts of how things can go wrong if we fail to obey the instructions. Those who rebel will find themselves in eternal torment. For as the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 11 verse 2, consider the goodness and severity, but towards you, goodness, if you continue in goodness. All of God's promises in the Bible are conditional based on what is in His instruction manual. Even salvation by grace is conditional and dependent on continual repentance when we go astray from His word. Many Christians fail to take that seriously but continue in disobedience. That's why the Lord will eventually say to those, I never knew you. What a tragedy that will be for many who think that they have a free and unconditional ticket to heaven. Finally, we read in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. God is one but three persons, one in the sense that they are perfectly in mind and purpose and are in complete harmony. First, love in action before the angels of the world was created. God, known as the Word in the Gospel of John, was sent by the Father and the Holy Spirit to fulfill holy laws of God and took the death penalty upon Himself so that those of us who believe will be forgiven by Holy God and live with Him in eternity. Amen. I would like to share a scripture in John chapter 3, verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I would like to say that because God so loved the world, He loves each and every one of us, that whoever believes in Him should not be perished, that we should have everlasting life with Him. That's if we receive Christ, that's if we believe and we trust God that truly Jesus died on the cross for us 2,000 years ago. He shed His blood on the cross for us to believe. Whoever believes in Him, that He's the Son of God, that He died and He rose again after 3 days, and now He's sitting at the right hand of the Father interceding on our behalf. If we believe that, then God will say that you are my child, you are my daughter, you are my son. And I would like to say a word of prayer. This is especially for Papua New Guineans who lives in Australia. Let's go to God with prayer. Abba Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive those who trespass against us, and deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Me like say one blah prayer. Inside lo topless blue you me lo Papua New Guinea. You me call him a Saint German pigeon. I me like pray one time you me. Lo this blah morning time. But you me pray go lo God. Papa God lo heaven, lo name lo Jesus and the power of Holy Spirit. Me blah come before your throne of grace, Papa God. Me blah believe God Almighty, you God blah Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. Me all tumbuna blah me blah, you been believe lo you, Father God. Now me blah pray. Me blah believe o same God, you stop all time. Your name, Lord Jesus, me pray, say thank you, Lord, this blood day you giving me blood. Me pray, Father God, Lord, country woman, country man, blow me blood, Lord, Papua New Guinea, you me stop, Lord, Papua, Lord, Australia, Father God, me pray, Lord, all families inside Australia, you me Papua New Guinea, and stop, Lord, Australia, me like making this, Lord, prayer, and Father God, me uphold him all, Papua New Guineans, only stop Australia, Father God, me blah pray that Lord God Almighty, but you stop one day, me blah, kirap him bell, blow me blah, Lord, believe us and Jesus, you die, you been die, Lord, if I cross, Lord, sin, blow me blah, na Papa God, you marry, lo me blah, na Lucy wrong, blow me blah, na Papa God, me blah, asking me, Lord, this blow morning time, true, Lord, Holy Spirit, blow you, but you touch him heart, blow all Papua New Guineans, only stop, Lord, this blow country of Australia, na Papa God, me pray, Lord, blessing blow you by stop and tap, Lord, life blow me blah. Now, Father God, me blah pray that through the name, Lord, name, Lord Jesus, by you keropping bell, blow me blah, reviving spirit, blow me blah, that me blah must continue, Lord, behind him, you, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, Lord Jesus, Lord, this blow morning time, me pray, by you blessing all family inside, long Australia, Papa God, now me blah, say thank you, Father, Lord, blessing blow you, now protection blow you, Lord, life blow me blah, one. Father God, me blah, pray that, Lord, you think in all family, blow me blah, Lord, PNG also, now, Lord, Australia, God, that, Lord, you protect you, me blah, Father God, now bless him, life blow me blah, thank you, Father, me blah, give him praise, now glory go back for you, Lord, name blah, Jesus, me pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Sarah's message today. As a Papua New Guinea woman living in Australia, Sarah wants you to not forget about your culture and spiritual heritage. She encourages you to look towards God and seek His guidance in all things. Through prayer and faith, you can find hope and strength in God's presence. So continue to support and encourage one another as you journey through life, knowing that God is there every step of the way. Thank you again for tuning in to 92.3 FM, and God bless you.